UNC Chapel Hill's Kenan Stadium hosted the first ever friendly match between the national soccer teams of Mexico and Turkey last night. The high-energy environment yielded a Mexican majority, but Turkish fans showed up loud and proud. WUNC's Aaron Sanchez Guerra was there.
Thousands of loyal fans filled the Carolina Blue seats of Kenan Stadium on Tuesday night with Turkish red and Mexican green. The lively weekday game included an expectedly overwhelming Mexican crowd. But hundreds of Turkish expats from across the U.S. also came out in droves. Berkant Demir drove all the way from Los Angeles to support a rare U.S. appearance of his national team. And his friend drove from Chicago.
There is not too much game with the, like, you know, not too much Turkish games. You know, my national team, you know, like, of course I'm going to support them. That's why I came.
He says Turkey loves soccer just like Mexico does.
Yeah, I love the Mexican people, be honest.
After all, both those teams call this sport the same name.
Football.
Yeah. For Turkish fans like Ferhad Özdil, this game feels like reliving the culture of the country he misses every day.
And we miss much soccer, man. In America, to be honest, there is no culture for that.
The 2023 American Community Survey estimates more than 250,000 Americans of Turkish descent live in the U.S., with most of that concentrated in New York, New Jersey, and California. And in Chapel Hill this week, Turkish crowds made sure to make their presence known. The energy was high. Crowds cheered when referees paused the match at the 85th minute when a child ran out onto the field to hug a Turkish player. He was carried out, then three other Mexican fans did the same later on. The game resumed each time. And of course, it wouldn't be a game of El Tri, as the Mexican team is known, without some banda music. Outside of the stadium, there was a real Latin American soccer game feel. Vendors peddled jerseys, hats, jewelry, luchador masks, elotes, and Mexican hot dogs. More than 500,000 North Carolinians identify as being of Mexican origin. About half of that is foreign-born. Mexicans from far and wide always show up wherever their team plays. But several hundred seats were noticeably empty at Kenan this week. Some fans believed the game didn't sell out due to fear of President Donald Trump's immigration crackdowns. In recent weeks, federal officials have conducted raids across the country. Tensions remain high in Mexican-American stronghold cities like Los Angeles. Protests against these raids have also grown in recent days. Those protests were on the mind of Chay de la Garza. He's originally from Guadalajara. He drove from his home in Greensboro to Chapel Hill for the game. He says he's here to support the Mexican team despite recent news of immigration raids looming over the community. He says the game is a break for relief and happiness during challenging times. De la Garza says he didn't expect to see such a large Turkish crowd. But, he added, the United States is a diverse country, and it was good to see the two cultures come together in a friendly way. De la Garza's support wasn't in vain. The final score was 1-0 in Mexico's favor. And being there reminded him that soccer, or football, can bring people together in both good and difficult times. Aaron Sanchez Guerra, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.